Good morning, SS1 students. This lesson is coming from Mrs. Onyebuchi, your literature and English teacher. The topic this morning is plot account of look back in anger. Look back in anger. It's a 1956 play by English playwright John Osborne. The story is focused on a love triangle between an angry working class and university educated young man, Jimmy Potter, his wealthier wife, Alison Potter, and his wife's best friend, Helena. It is heavily based on Osborne's own unhappy marriage and also represented a shift in British theatre from fantastical plays meant as a simple entertainment to emotionally complex and more realistic stories. The setting, as we have learned, is in mid-1950s in a small town in England called the Midlands. Jimmy and Alison share their apartment with Cliff Lewis, a young working class man who is best friends with Jimmy. Cliff and Jimmy both come from a working class background, though Jimmy has had more education than Cliff. The two are in business together, running a sweet store, while Alison comes from a more prominent family, and it is clear from the beginning that Jimmy resents these facts. Now, this book is a play in three acts. Look Back in Anger begins in the attic flat apartment of Jimmy Potter and Alison Potter, his wife. The first act opens on a Sunday morning in April. Jimmy and Cliff are reading the Sunday papers while Alison is ironing in a corner of the room. Jimmy is a hot-tempered young man, and he begins to try to provoke both Cliff and Alison. He is antagonistic towards Cliff's working class background and makes fun of him for his low intelligence, while Cliff is a good-natured man and takes in the antagonism. Jimmy attempts severally to provoke his wife, Alison, by making fun of her family and her well-heeled life before she married him. He complains about Alison's father, Alison's brother, Alison's mother, and almost every member of his family. Jimmy also seems to display nostalgia for England's powerful past. He notes that the world has entered a dreary American age, a fact he finds difficult to accept. Alison is tired of Jimmy's rants and begs for peace. This makes Jimmy more favored in his insults. Cliff attempts to keep peace between the two, and this leads to a playful scuffle between the two. Their wrestling ends up running into Alison, causing her to fall down. Jimmy is sorry for the incident, but Alison had received a bunt and left the room. After Jimmy left, Cliff says to help Alison treat the burn, and she reveals to him that she is pregnant with Jimmy's child. However, she hasn't told Jimmy yet because she is afraid that he will feel trapped and angry. Cliff comforts Alison and tells her that Jimmy still loves her. He kisses her. Jimmy enters while they were kissing, but doesn't acknowledge. Cliff leaves to get some cigarettes, and Allison and Jimmy share a tender moment. They play their bear and squirrel game, which allows them to escape into affection while pretending to be animals. Then Cliff returns and says that Helena Chas, one of Allison's upper-class friends, is on the phone. Jimmy's mood immediately darkens when Allison says that Helena wants to stay with them. Jimmy explodes. He says he wishes that Allison would have a baby that would die so that she could experience true suffering. The second act begins 2 weeks later. Helena and Allison share womanly duties of the home while Jimmy plays his trumpet off stage. Allison tells Helena about her first months with Jimmy. They live with his working class friend known as Hortana and spend time going on raids in parties of Allison's upper class friends. She says that she felt like a hostage from those sections of society they had declared war on. Jimmy maintains affection for her horse mother, though his relationship with her was strained when her left to travel to the world for Jimmy stayed to be with Allison. Jimmy seems to forget that he could not leave, but he's also angry at her for abandoning his mother. Helena inquires about Allison's affectionate relationship with Cliff, and Allison tells her that they are strictly friends. Helena asks why they got married, and Allison says that it seemed to be largely because Allison's mother and her father, Colonel Redfern, disapproved. That made Jimmy want to marry her no matter what. Cliff and Jimmy return to the flat, and Helena tells them she and Allison are leaving for the church. Jimmy goes into anti-religious rant and ends up insulting Allison's family once again. Helena becomes angry, and Jimmy dares her to slap him on the face, warning her that he will slap her back. He tells her of how he watched his father die as a young man. His father has been in jail, fighting in the Spanish Civil War, and had returned to England, only to die shortly after. Allison and Helena begin to leave for church, and Jimmy feels betrayed by his wife. A phone call comes in for Jimmy. As he leaves the room, Helena tells Allison that she has called Allison's father to come get her and take her away from this abusive home. Allison relents and says that she will go when her father picks her up the next day. When Jimmy returns, he tells Allison that Mrs. Tanner, her mother, had become sick and is going to die. Jimmy decides to visit her, and he demands that Allison make a choice of whether he go with Helena or with him. Allison picks up her things and leaves for church, and Jimmy collapses on the bed, heartbroken by his wife's decision. The next evening, Allison is packing and talking with her father, Colonel Redfern. The colonel is a soft-spoken man who realizes that he does not quite understand the love that exists between Jimmy and Allison. He admits that the actions of him and his wife are partly to blame for their split. The colonel was an officer in the British military and served in India, and he's nostalgic for his time. He considers his service to be some of the best in his life. Allison observes that her father is hot because the present is not the past, and that Jimmy is hot because he feels the present is only the past. Allison begins to pack her toy squirrel, but then she decides not to do so. Several months passed, and the third act opens with Jimmy and Cliff once again reading the Sunday papers while Helena stands in the corner ironing. Jimmy and Cliff still engage in their angry battle, and Helena's religious tendencies have taken the brunt of Jimmy's punishment. Jimmy and Cliff perform scenes from musicals and comedy shows, but when Helena leaves, Cliff knows that things do not feel the same with them there. Cliff here tells Jimmy that he wants to move out of the apartment. Jimmy takes the news calmly and tells him that he has been a loyal friend and is worth more than any woman. When Helena returns, the three plans to go out. Allison suddenly enters. Allison and Helena talk. While Jimmy leaves the room, he begins to loudly play his trumpet. Allison had lost her baby and looks sick. Helena tells Allison that she should be angry with her for what she has done, but Allison is only grieved by the loss of her baby. Helena is driven to distraction by Jimmy's trumpet playing and demands that he come into the room. When he comes back in, he laments the fact that Allison had lost the baby, but shrugs it off. Helena then tells Jimmy and Allison that her sense of morality, right or wrong, has not diminished and that she knows she must leave. Allison attempts to persuade her to stay, telling her that Jimmy will be alone if she leaves. When Helena leaves, Jimmy attempts to once again become angry, but Allison tells him that she has now gone through the emotional and physical suffering that he has always wanted her to feel. He realizes that she has suffered greatly, has become like him, and become softer and tenderer towards her. The play ends with Jimmy and Allison embracing once again, playing their imaginary game of bear and squirrel. Poor squirrel, he says to Allison, and she responds, poor, poor bear. We have learned the plot account of Look Back in Anger. Dear students, I want you to take note of the following points. First, the characters in the text, Jimmy Potter, Allison Potter, Cliff Lewis, Helena Chass, Colonel Redfern, Hall Turner, and the role that they played in the text. I want you to also take note of the imaginary play of the bear and squirrel, the only opportunity that Jimmy Potter and Allison had to go into an imaginary affection which they had for themselves. Remember that we have studied the setting of the text, the plot account of the text, the characters, the themes of the text, and this marks the end of all that we need to study in the text, Look Back in Anger by John Osborne. Please, I want you to play this plot account over and over so that you will understand the salient points about the play, Look Back in Anger. Thank you very much. Remember to submit your assignments before you write your exams on literature in English. Thank you very much. Stay safe. Mrs. Onyebuchi Nkechi, literature in English teacher for SS1.